Hello, welcome. You're listening to the Codfathers Alternative Jukebox Podcast in association with Smile Radio, bringing you the best playlists featuring the best unsigned underground bands and artists that play under the radar of mainstream radio. As always, we've got Nathan in the studio with me and he's ready to kick off in the mosh pit. Good evening, Nathan. And if you want to get in touch, you can do so. All the usual methods. You can tweet me at SmileRadio3, Instagram at TheCodfatherDJ, or you can send me an email at TheCodfatherDJ1@gmail.com. So kicking off this week's jukebox, we have The Murder Capital. They're a Bolshevik sounding post-punk band, emitting passion that will turn your head. And you can catch them at The Independent in Sunderland on July the 20th. This is Feeling Fades.
And as the feeling fades away, the tearing streets create a wave of never seeing stills in time, a sway of settled lines. The creeping sounds of children ring to curling toes this spring. With an hour lapsed round you and me, the now elapsed round you and me, the now elapsed round you and me.
Stranger Danger. That was the Pinch Points, four-piece punk band from Melbourne. The new album, Moving Parts, is on sale now. It's available through all the usual digital sites. Good start, Nathan. How are you doing?
Beautiful. All right.
Yeah, bit lively, that one. What were you expected?
Nice and punky already.
Yeah, you see, punky reggae. We're off on it.
No, not reggae.
Punky reggae. No. Good start, I thought. Again, interesting. Good stuff.
Good playlist, as always.
Yes, yes. Well, as we say, quality music comes as standard.
And good company.
Well, I know. It's a pleasure you meeting me every week, isn't it? Right, we're moving on. We've got up the Pearl Hearts. They're a loud blues-driven music duo, Kirsty and Sarah. They're certainly kick-ass, and they generally make an incredible wall of sound, considering there's only two of them. This is a real favourite of mine. You're listening to the best online alternative jukebox with The Codfather and Nathan. We'll be right back. Broken Woman from Stoner Rock Grunges from the City of Steel, Blue Hearts and Broken Souls. You enjoyed that one, didn't you, Nath?
Sold. I want it.
Yeah. Stomping riffs, manic solos.
And I'll just let you know, the mosh pit is now open.
Yes. I tell you what, they could go a long way, them fellas. Yeah, so remember Blue Hearts and Broken Souls. Cracking tune. Right, up next we've got the Kicklips, a garage rock and roll trio, again from Sheffield. The Odyssey began at the Two Fly Studio under the watchful eye of Arctic Monkeys demo producer Alan Mucky Fingers Smith. Their early releases, received critical praise from the BBC Radio, and the Ragtag Bunch will cheer you up with their infectious grooves and fuzzy riffs. TV Girl, you are listening to the best online alternative music with me, the Godfather.
She knows I'm here.
The doctor has prescribed us another epic playlist.
I agree with you there. That was Spanish Blues from Guadalupe Plata, or Guadalupe Plata. Plata. What did you call them, Nathan?
Chicken Plata.
Chicken Plata. And that was Duermo con Serpientes, provocative blues and boogie-woogie music. And they are actually a favourite of Dr. Ains, and he's off to see them on Sunday, 9th of June, at the Brudenell Social Club in Leeds. I believe there are still some tickets available. Right, we've got Strange Bones coming up next, an outspoken trio from Blackpool. Their live shows are said to be feral and full of distorted blues riffs and sounds that recall everything from the Arctic Monkeys' early demos to the Cramps. They've also recorded with Chris Shiflett, he of the Foo Fighters, back in LA. This is We the Rats. quality music coming as standard there. That was Something Going On by the X-Ray Cat Trio. They're a punk rockabilly outfit from Leeds. And actually, I had the pleasure of watching them a couple of weeks ago with the steps in at last minute to support the Bonnevilles at the Duck and Drake in Leeds. I also got a copy of their latest EP. They really are a quality act. You like that one, didn't you, Nath? I've just got a nod off him.
Just a nod. Yeah, beautiful track.
Yeah, I'll just say I think it's, again, an exceptional... They're in a bad track, is they? We're trying to pick a catch of the week here, remember?
We're trying to. It's not happening.
All of them. All of them. Right, we're moving on. It's a band called Mush. Four-piece, they're a new band from Leeds, playing guitar-heavy alternative rock music. And they are looking to gig regular and to entertain the indie rockers, slackers and weirdos around the country. So pop onto the Facebook page. If you want to listen to them or hire them, this is Lit Venko.
Cause a KGB, he'll live in Yanko. Yeah, he'll live in Yanko.
From Houston, Texas, that was the Guillotines and Heads Will Roll. Cracking tune, that. Born from the ashes of the 70s New York City Cleveland punk scene, they've evolved to be a high-energy rock and roll powerhouse. Taking influences off such iconic bands as the New York Dolls, Velvet Underground, Ramones, Motorhead. And a big thanks and a heads up to At Anks Alternative Radio in Texas, where you can actually hear The Codfather, dulcet tones, yours truly, on anksradio.com, The Codfather going international. Right, next up, 1 minute 26 of high-octane punk rock from female-fronted Chicago punks, The Letterbombs. They existed from 1995 to 2000. This is Pieces of Meat. Fire riffs with a bit of thrashy influence there. That was The Wick from Texas punk band Yikes. Right, up next we have 13 Brotherhood punk rock from Santos in Brazil. They take their influences of country, punk and folk music. This song is from the End of Highway album, which was released in 2016, back in March. This is Boring Generation. We'll be right back. Well, that was Let's Go Surfing and the Ditch Boys. And I'm about done for this week.
Whoa. Hang on a minute. Oh, you forgot the big announcement.
Oh, yes. Yes, we have. We have got an announcement. This is one for your diaries. August the 2nd at the Santiago Bar in Leeds. I'm hosting an evening with the Codfather. I've got three bands for the night. Old punk band, Cats That Bark. Very, very good. We saw them a few weeks ago.
Great live set.
Yep. And then we've got West Yorkshire Garage Blues Trio, Knuckle. Fantastic.
Can't wait to see them.
Yep. And we've got Anglo-Italian Electro Clash Pop Punks, Bikini Death Race.
Yes.
Yes. We've also got an interview with the singer, Cat. Ginger Cat.
We have, yeah.
That will be out shortly on the airwave, so listen out for that. The tickets will be £3.50, and they'll be on sale shortly. All details will be on the website. That's www.thecodfatherdj.com. The tickets are limited because it's only a small venue, but I said, you know. So, you know, you need to get on there, and it will be a great night.
Catch of the week.
Catch of the week, yeah. I tell you what, you're doing well at this producing like this week, lad.
Not doing bad.
No, I think this week's catch of the week for me. I know there was a... Well, they're all contenders, as always, because we only play class music. I'm going to go with Strange Bones, We the Rats. You know,
I like it.
Yeah, there was certainly plenty we could have put in there, but that's the one I'm going to go with. So, I've been the Codfather. You've been listening to the Alternative Jukebox Podcast in association with Smile Radio. Big thank you to Nathan Downs.
Cheers.
Dr. Haynes, Susie, Smile Radio, and you for listening. You can catch up with this and all previous episodes on www.thecodfatherdj.podbean.com. Seeing us out this week is Sheffield Indie Rockers Ulan. That's Ulen. And it's called Down South. And I shall catch you next week.